There is a question here I wanted to address is why is Jehovah sometimes translated to the all caps Lord in the KJV Old Testament and sometimes is kept as Jehovah? And you guys can jump in on this too, but I know reading through the Greek New Testament, there's a verse where it's being quoted from the Old Testament where it says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." And in the Old Testament, you have like a regular Lord, if you want, pardon me on that, but then you have Jehovah. And the Greek underlying text just uses the same word for both. And so I believe they followed suit with what the writers of the New Testament used for that all caps Lord in the Old Testament. That's what I believe they did. And because that's not a translation, that's literally what the holy man of God that spake by the Holy Ghost or moved by the Holy Ghost wrote down Lord for the all caps, Jehovah, if you will. So I don't know if you guys have thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, basically saying that they did it sometimes is an understatement because the four letter name of God in the Old Testament, sometimes called the Tetragrammaton. You think of Tetris. In the game Tetris, everything's based on the number four. All the blocks that come down the screen, are four blocks, and you get four lines to make a Tetris. Well, tetra means four, grammaton means letter. So the four letter name of God is the most common noun in the Bible. It's used like 7,000 times. And virtually every time the King James translators just translate it as Lord in all caps. But seven times they leave it as either Jehovah or the shortened version they translate one time as Jah. So you have Jehovah a sprinkling of times. But usually it's the Lord, and you hit the nail on the head. The reason why they did it that way is because in the Greek New Testament, the Tetragrammaton's never used. Every time the New Testament quotes an Old Testament passage that uses the four letter name of God, it just says the Lord. It says the Greek word obviously is o Kyrios, but it uses the word for Lord. So if that's good enough for the apostles and Jesus to say Lord, then that's good enough for the King James translators to say Lord. Now, why did they leave it in a couple places? Like, why did they leave it in Exodus 6:4 or in the book of Psalms, his name alone is Jehovah? Or, I think that they just left it in a few times just so that people could see what it looks like, I think, as far as just pepper it in there a few times. And I think that Exodus 6 would sound a little strange if they just said, by my name of the Lord was I not known unto them, because he was known unto them by the name of the Lord with the lowercase Adonai. So, I think that they just peppered it in for that reason. If you read the old Reina Valera, it just says like 7,000 times in the Old Testament, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. I like it better. I think it's more correct, even though you can't really necessarily say that it's wrong, because obviously that is Jehovah. But the King James is superior by saying the Lord, because, like you said, they're following suit of what Jesus and the apostles did. When Jesus and the apostles quote the Old Testament into a European language, Greek, they say Lord. So, the King James is doing the same thing.